gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aarti Pharma Labs Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumeet Singhania from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. I am Sumeet from Valorem Advisors. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us today Mr. Rashesh Gogri, Chairman, Mrs. Hetal Gogri Gala, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Piyush Lakhani, Chief Financial Officer. Without further delay, I request Mr. Rashesh Gogri to start his opening remark. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. We welcome all the analysts and investors to this call on the FY24 Quarter 3 performance of Aarti Pharma Labs. I will start the discussion with key business highlights. Businesses. As a company operates in three distinct areas within the pharmaceutical industry, API and intermediates, CDMO, CMO, and Xanthine and intermediates. The company is actively engaged in production and sales of API-related intermediates and adhering to regulatory standards as a primary focus, is on selling in the regulated markets. For Q3, the share of regulated market was 53% of the sales in this segment. In CDMO-CMO business, strong scale-up and commercial manufacturing expertise of over two decades is helping us enhance our customer confidence in us. And for Q3, the revenue share of CDMO-CMO business stood at 14.2%. We have added one new customer, three new commercial products, and six new R&D products in this segment. Let me now cover the key financial highlights for Q3 FY24. I am pleased to announce that in Q3 financial year 24, we have recorded the highest ever EBITDA and the net profit till date. In absolute terms, the EBITDA stood at 97 crores. On the quarter-on-quarter basis, the consolidated revenue increased by about 2% to 448 crores, whereas EBIT increased by 10% to 78 crores against the previous quarter EBIT of 71 crores. Consolidated PAT stood at 53 crores, marginally higher over the previous quarter. The consolidated EPS for the quarter gone by was 5.82 per share. The board has approved an interim dividend of 2 rupees per share in the just concluded meeting yesterday. Let me now share update on ongoing expansion projects. The greenfield expansion project at Atali, Gujarat continues to remain on track and with the expected completion targeted in H2 of FY25. The project to manufacture primary raw material of xanthine is expected to begin in this quarter, thereby limiting our import dependency. The semi-commercial production block at our USFDA intermediate manufacturing site in Vapi to cater to smaller batch size requirements is aiming for completion in Q2 of FY25. In addition to above, the company is planning to further expand xanthine capacity over next 15 to 18 months. All these efforts signify our commitment to growth, self-reliance, and catering to diverse client needs. With the current stable demand outlook, we expect to have an EBITDA growth of approximately 8 to 10% in FY24 and remain well-positioned to achieve our long-term goal of 12 to 17% annual growth in next 2 to 3 years. We believe that Indian and global pharmaceutical industry is poised for sustained growth, and we aim to continuously improve our performance by leveraging our strong research and development capacities. We envision ourselves fortifying our leading position in Xanthine segment of the business. In API CDMO segment, we plan to strengthen our position by introducing more value-added products and acquiring new customers. This will help us solidify our position in the market, creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. I will now request moderator to open the forum for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pratik Banthia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a couple of questions. First, we can see a big jump in the gross margins in this quarter. So can you please elaborate, can you break down the gross margin expansion reasons?
Yeah, as you will see that, you know, we had higher percentage export and our CDMO, CMO business is also expanded, and both of these have resulted into overall margin expansion in our business.
Okay, so the Xanthine RM project was supposed to be commissioned in this quarter, so in Q3, so that did not even push to Q4, right?
Yeah, yeah, that has got pushed to Q4. But however, you know, we are able to buy at a similar price range from alternate suppliers. So that doesn't have any cost impact on our Xanthine production cost.
Okay, so even when the project comes on stream, we can see a similar kind of gross margin, not a big expansion from these levels, right?
Yeah, yeah. That project is mostly from a standpoint of supply security.
Okay.
And Indianization of the raw materials.
Okay.
So that the import dependence goes away.
Okay, got it. And last question on my part was, is there any change in the theophylline realizations? Because as seen from the import from the export data, realization seem to have gone up quite a bit for theophylline, aminophylline, and that other bronchodilators category. So, are you seeing anything on that front?
No, it is at a more or less a similar level, and mainly aminophylline and theophylline margins realization has been pressurized as a similar level to the caffeine pricing.
Okay, got it. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And good to see the ramp up on the CMO and CDMO side. But, you know, we have seen a significant jump in, you know, CDMO segment in this quarter. And our product basket, both on commercialized molecules as well as under development molecules, has increased considerably. And we've also added one new customer. So the ramp up in the CDMO that we've seen in the last quarter, is it sustainable? Do you think, you know, the traction that we have seen in CDMO segment is expected to continue going forward as well?
Yeah, we expect the ramp up, of these projects continuing. As you see now, we have a basket of more than 39 products that we are dealing with our 16 customers. And they are at various phases of development and some are commercial also. So depending on their plans and the approvals that they get, these products will become commercialized and provided they pass their clinical research and launch this product. So on that basis, we will have a visibility of these products. in the future.
So, but do you have good visibility on the products which are already commercialized, you know, which are already launched and passed?
Yeah.
All the three.
That's why we are saying that, you know, we have a good conviction that we will be able to grow the current business of CDMO CMO in the future.
So, given this, the segment is in last quarter contributed 14% of our overall revenue. Do you think, you know, over the next, with the given visibility that we have, this segment can become 25-30% of our overall revenue in the next 2 to 3 years?
Next 2 to 3 years, yeah, it has a chance to become 20-25% of the total revenue, or even bigger, because it depends on how the products are commercializing at the customer end. Depending on that, we will have more visibility. But I think going forward, we see this number to at least breach this 20% mark and go above it.
Sure. And then on the API and intermediate side, you know, generic API and intermediate side, how is that segment doing? You know, there have been pressures on, you know, the pricing front. So how is that pressure staying?
Sorry to interrupt. You're sounding a bit muffled. Is it possible to use the handset mode in case if you're using the speaker?
Sure.
Mode?
Is it better now? Is it better?
Yes, sir.
On the API and intermediate side, you know, how is the demand scenario currently? We had been, you know, the industry had been facing some challenges on the pricing side as well as demand. So how is the segment doing for us, and how, what is the outlook for the segment for the FY25 and FY26?
Yeah, basically in API and intermediate segment, in API, if I particularly mention, so company operates in the steroids and anti-cancer segment along with the lifestyle drugs. And in this products segment, you know, we are feeling stable to, you know, good demand. And though there is a little bit of compression on pricing overall due to overall competition, but I think since we operate largely on the regulated market and export market, we are quite, okay with this business and growth potential of this.
Okay, so can we expect, you know, 15-20% kind of revenue growth in the segment in the next 2 years?
Yeah, it depends on the new launches and how our partners are becoming successful in future. So we expect definitely this business to grow. The absolute number can be 10% also. Yeah, in that range.
Okay. And the last question was on the Xanthian side. You know, how is the pricing scenario now? I think last quarter also, it seems that we have seen some pressure on pricing. So where do you see the pricing pressure ending, and, you know, how what is the outlook for the sector, or for the segment for us?
Yeah, overall, you know, we have seen Xanthian segment pricing pressure. But, you know, we have been aided by lower raw material costs also. So ultimately, pricing pressure is there, but margin pressure is not as much as the pricing pressure overall. We feel that I think these all the China-based dumping of these kind of products also that we are seeing in other APIs will eventually end in next couple of quarters. You know, this can't continue because everything is becoming quite challenging.
Okay. Thank you, and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishali Shah from Unify Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the set of numbers. I have two questions. First is on Xanthian segment. So it was earlier mentioned that we hold 15-20% share in the segment, and then there is one Germany player almost equal to us and Chinese players which are larger. So it appears as if Xanthian is a very consolidated market. So how do we expect growth there? Is it incremental opportunity coming in the industry which will lead to growth? Or am I missing on something in case of industry growth?
As you see that the overall market of the xanthine derivatives is growing, and particularly it is growing significantly in Indian subcontinent, and that is resulting in overall growth of the business. The customers that we are focusing on are convinced about our ability to partner with them for their growth, and that's how we are seeing larger allocations to us for future demand from them.
Any particular factor leading to this kind of growth, or is it just the trend evolving?
Yeah, so xanthine is essentially caffeine and other products, and there is a lot of demand of this kind of drinks and other food application, which is increasing overall usage in particularly Asia and Indian subcontinent.
Okay, that answers it. Thank you. Another question was on CDMO, CMO front. So as we saw the sharp rise of around 700 basis points, that is from 7.2% to 14.2%. So what led to this kind of growth?
Yeah, so we had a customer. See, in the CDMO, CMO place, you know, we have customer orders, and, you know, we had significant orders which got dispatched in this current quarter that we are reviewing. So which resulted in growth of sales.
Also, if you can bifurcate the margins into these three segments, you already had mentioned that CDMO CMO is the margin accretive business. So if you can just bifurcate margins as of how much contribution is of the Indian segment, how much is of CDMO, and how much of API.
Yeah, currently we are not giving this bifurcation of margins, and probably later on, from next year onwards, we will give you the bifurcated margins, because the assets are common that we are utilizing for API intermediates and CDMO CMO. So it's a little bit trickier to, give this breakup.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so as we have indicated in this call as well as in the past, that, you know, the margins in the CMO and CDMO segment are higher than our overall company margins compared to xanthine as well as API intermediates. So with the proportion of the segment increasing, do you think our overall margins can be like 20-21% over the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, see, margin percentage is rising also. There are two factors which have led to higher margins in this quarter. Of course, you know, we focus more on absolute growth, but lower price of xanthine derivatives is also factored in overall, because margin compression has not, absolute margin compression has not happened, but the overall pricing has come down. So that has resulted in terms of percentage increase.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And sir, on the volume side on xanthine, you know, in the 9 months, have we seen, you know, growth in the overall volumes? And, you know, if you can broadly give an indication, how much has been the growth in volumes in xanthine?
Yeah, so growth over last year has been around 25% YTD, if you compare YTD of last year and this year. So we have done a growth of close to 20%.
Okay, that's commendable. Okay. Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you very much. Sir, I am able to hear a lot of background noise coming from your background, sir.
No, so it is not from my end.
Participants.
Hello.
Piyush. So the line from Piyush is coming. Should I take the next question and connect him?
Yes.
So the next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
So Rasesh bhai, our first question is, you know, on the Xanthine side. You know, in the Xanthine, you know, we are indicating that, you know, in couple of quarters, the China dumping, like all other APIs, may stop and prices may again kind of move up. So given that, and I understand you do annual contracts for Xanthine for most of your large customers. So how does it work? You revise it somewhere, you know, middle of the year, or you go through with the same pricing, and then next year only the prices get revised. So how does it work?
Yeah, so, you know, all our 100% quantity is not on an annual pricing. So we have a mixture of quarterly pricing, annual pricing, and spot pricing. So it's a mixture. However, significant portion is on the annual pricing, and that gets reset every year.
Okay. Okay. So that is at the start of the financial year or calendar year?
That is too much of detail to share.
Yeah.
Okay. So second question is, I think we have given that 12 to 17% EBITDA growth guidance. So I think at that point in time when we were discussing on the call, you know, one of the thing was that the Xanthine realization are likely to come under pressure. Now, you know, from here on, if the Xanthine realization again comes back and we remain backward integrated, do we see any upside potential to what we have said?
No, we have a wide range, 12 to 17. So I think we'll still fit in that range, even though there is an uptick in and there is a lot of dependency on the our partner's success for the projects for which, you know, the launch will happen. So we have series of launch which will happen in 24-25. So with that, intermediates as well as API, how they fare and how a partner fares, that will determine the overall margin profile.
Okay.
And absolute number on our project. But in terms of Xanthine, you know, we will have another 7 to 8% increase in quantities, that further some debottlenecking will happen starting next fiscal. And so that will complete our current debottlenecking program that we started last year. And we further plan to do one more round of debottlenecking by further investment, and we are still working on that. So once we have some details, we'll get back to you in the next call.
Okay. And what is the total capex that we are likely to have in FY25, both Atali and Xanthine expansion put together?
So overall, there are several projects which are undertaken. So I think in Atali, we have announced total capex of 375 crores. And then there is a solar project where we are doing a 90 crore capex. And then this Xanthine capex number is still being worked out. So all in all, everything largely will get spent in 24-25.
Okay.
So over 12 to 18 months, we are looking at somewhere in the region of, you know, between 400 to 500 crores of capex.
Okay. And out of that, 90 crore is for the solar, rest is for the processes and increasing the capacity, right?
Yes.
Right. And we can assume around 2x asset turn on whatever capex that we do.
Solar is going to be not adding any.
Not solar. I'm excluding the solar part. So I'm saying for the process part and the API and CDM part.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Dutt from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. First question is on gross margin. So this quarter, the number of 46% is a lot higher than our usual 41-42. Now, you explained the reasons, but is this a sustainable number? And also, can you bifurcate the impact of product mix and lower RM prices, export, etc.?
This 46% number is definitely due to the lower, you know, sales price and higher, lower raw material cost percentage, plus improved margin due to exports and CDMO, CMO segment. So all three have contributed to this. And I think we will have to really work on that number. But however, you know, we are looking at absolute number increase and how we are able to get this absolute number to grow as a percentage. So that is where the company is focusing more rather than this percentage.
Understood, sir. Second question is on API and intermediates. So you have given a pie chart, right? Basis that it seems like the revenue from API intermediates has gone down a little bit in Q3. So have you diverted some of your capacity, API capacities towards the CMO and CDMO?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have diverted some of our capacity of intermediates for CDMO, CMO utilization. Yeah.
And so you have committed a capex of nearly 270 CR in FY23 and H1 of FY24, right, including the new Tarapur API block and the hydrogenation reactors, etc. Now, its impact is still not visible in the in our top line. So when will it start getting reflected in the top line? And also related to that, if you can share some details on Atali ramp up, right? What is the peak revenue potential, expected utilization, etc.?
Yeah, so regarding this earlier expansion of hydrogenation as well as the new API block, I think now we have onboarded most of the customers on this newer block, and we ultimately have to look at consolidated API capacity availability. And what has happened is that we have moved our larger products to this newer block, and we have emptied out our capacity of multipurpose block. So overall, you know, this ramp up is going to happen over next 2 to 3 years, and then we will get this API capacities getting fully occupied. Whereas in case of Atali, it's a long, very large land parcel that we have, where we have almost 80 acres of land, and we have only started first phase of Atali, where we are doing this 375 crore, out of which the infrastructure cost itself is going to be 125 crores, and balance is going to be spent on the blocks as well as the utility, etc., for that particular block that we are going to utilize. So overall, that ramp up so will happen slowly initially, but ultimately we will put up more and more blocks at that site, because we have space to almost put 12 to 15 blocks in that particular site that we are developing. So every year we can put one block depending on our customers' growth, and we don't have to change the sites.
Got it. Any targets on capacity utilization, revenue potential, etc. for FY25-6, FY27?
See, our endeavor is to do more than 1x, you know, 1.2 kind of x of our asset, net asset, net fixed asset. But, you know, we have to completely do the more product mix and manufacture more value-added products to achieve this number.
Got it, sir. Couple of more questions. R&D spend, what will it be for FY24? And also FY24, what's going to be the total capex?
Piyush.
So R&D normally, you know, the run rate is about 10 to 11 crores per quarter. So, you know, we'll spend almost about same amount that we spent in 22-23, which is about 40 crores of gross R&D spend. And capex, we have spent about 40 crores so far in H1, and we will be capitalizing. So we have 102 crores of WIP. So basically, you know, the capex number for this year would be about 150 crores or so, excluding R&D.
And the number of 400 to 500 CR you mentioned is in addition to this 100 CR of CWIP, right? This is fresh 100 CR, 400 CR.
Yeah. So, but some of this would be spent in 24 this financial year itself.
25 and 24 last quarter also. So, in 15 months we will spend this 500 crores.
Understood. So, last question from my side on the Xanthine segment. I just want to understand the market dynamics better. So, can you help me explain the entry barriers in Xanthine, right? Do you expect any sort of large capacities coming up in India or globally in the medium term? And also, if the market is attractive in the Asian subcontinent, what stops other players setting up capacities in India or in, let's say, other China or elsewhere?
No, so as you know that overall the Xanthine market has seen pressure on pricing and margins currently. So for any new player to enter and create this kind of market has become difficult to get to the scale at which we are operating. And also there are regulatory approvals and qualification requirement with large customers, where it takes a lot of time for any new entrant to get qualified and all that. So that is the entry barrier that we have in this segment. And that is what will deter other competitors from entering into this segment. So now, from last year, this year, it has become more difficult because overall other spot customers and those markets have also, pricing has become more challenging.
And also, we can offer 100% India, China, with
China acetic acid or intermediate. Sorry to interrupt, ma'am. We are not able to hear you properly. You're sounding.
Yeah. So what she is trying to say is that, you know, we are giving our customers India only product advantage, so that there is no Chinese element in our product. So that is the advantage that people in, if there is any competitor from China, it will not get entertained as much as we get entertained from India as a supplier.
Sure. Thanks for the answers. I'll get back to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikas Sharda from Anti Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to confirm one fact which you mentioned earlier, that the volume growth for the 9 months was around 20%. There was some background noise, so I couldn't get the number clearly.
20% on Xanthine segment.
Yes, okay. And secondly, on the CDMO side, so the levels at which you are, say, this quarter, would you expect that to remain more or less stable going forward for the next few quarters, or would you see a very high volatility?
Yeah, CDMO, CMO, quarter to quarter, we can't give the guidance. But however, on an annualized basis, we are pretty confident of growing the current segment. Last year, we did almost close to 95 to 100 crore. This year, we have crossed that number, and we are near last year's number, and this one quarter we'll be doing round of sales to our customer. And going forward,
yeah,
we expect growth to continue at say 40% or 50% annualized.
Understand. And what would be the nature of these products like? It's more like commercial launches of the products, or like still in the R&D stage?
Yeah, so we have 19 products which are in commercial, 20 products at R&D stage. So of course, R&D stage share in revenue is not as, is very hardly anything. But currently the products which are, which we have been working with our 16 clients are more, where the numbers are showing up from few products which have been either their validation quantities or commercial launch.
Perfect. Thank you very much and all the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Basmeet Nayak from RW Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Sir, what do you see on ground that you believe China dumping would be over in the next two quarters?
feel that, you know, overall in the chemical segment and other segment also, the overall, I think, pricing and sustainability of China at this lower pricing has ended in certain product segment in chemicals. And I think the same will continue in pharma also, because once the chemical prices start moving up, which we have seen in China, the API prices also will slowly start mirroring that.
Understood. And on annualized guidance, I could not hear it properly. CDMO is expected to grow at 20-25% as a segment every year.
CDMO next year we will grow faster. So we are anticipating 40-50% growth over this year in CDMO-CMO segment.
Okay. And sir, on gross margin, at least, can you give us a sense of how better CDMO or CMO or better compared to company gross margin on an annualized level at least?
Yeah, so basically gross margin currently, you know, we were at 41%, now we are at 26%. But on the CDMO-CMO side, I think our gross margin is in excess of 50% in most of our products that we do. However, as the product will become more and more commercial and the margins will ramp up, I think those margins also will rationalize going forward. But however, it will get compensated by absolute quantity increase and absolute number increase. So it's a balancing number. It depends on where in which place the products are and how we are doing. So if I
have
a campaign of innovator every year, so then the margins can't be 50% or plus of 50%. But initial launch batches or those can be higher.
Understood. And sir, this capex of 400 odd crore rex of solar, which we want to do in the next 15 to 18 months, so the commissioning of it should be expected around Q1 FY26?
Yeah, see, we have guided H2 FY25. Maybe, yeah, that would be the... So basically, we will have in the next 15 months, the projects will start operating.
Understood. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, one clarification. So in the business vertical split that you have given, that is for the standalone number or for this quarter or 9 months, or is it for console numbers?
Standalone.
Quarterly. For the quarter, right? For the quarter. Yeah. So, sir, my question is that, you know, if I look at the API and intermediate segment, we have, if I look at the overall numbers, we are close to 500, 550 crore in that segment. And given that we have such a, you know, a good customer base and very good products, and we are have 13 new APIs under development, you know, all, you know, regulatory approvals across various countries. So, what... Can we grow this business at 18-20%? And if not, what are the restricting factors for us to grow this business at that rate?
Yeah, so globally, you know, API business for newer generic launches has seen a lot of pricing pressure on day one launch and also subsequently. So there's a lot of pricing pressure which is there on these launched new APIs. However, you know, the advantage that our company has is that, you know, we are backward integrated and we have our own multi-stage synthesis that we carry out for these APIs, which make us, you know, position our product differently than other players of API. So, basically, absolute number increase is one thing, but what we are trying to do is how we can grow the margins, absolute margins, because the assets which we are using for API, we are not using for any other uses. So how we can do more absolute contribution in this manufacturing asset is what is our goal.
Okay. But is it safe to assume that your volume growth could be, you know, in that 15-20% range, just the realization pressure because of which the growth may be tad lower?
I think those numbers, you know, we can guide for absolute EBITDA increase that we plan. But however, these top line numbers are ultimately a bit, you know, because if you see, you know, we have not increased our top line over last year. But however, the EBITDA and other numbers have shown increase.
And one more question, sir. I think we have kind of, we had given earlier that 10-15% EBITDA guidance. In terms of improvement over FY23, now we are seeing 8-10%. So is that largely because of the Xanthine market changes or anything else which kind of is slightly different than what we had anticipated?
Yeah, I think you are right that, you know, we have tad lowered our absolute growth. As we pass quarter on quarter, we have more surety on what number we are going to achieve. And, you know, we are at this number. We are seeing some postponement of orders of certain projects also, which have resulted in moving this sales to next financial year. So both these results would result in a tad lowering of this EBIT growth.
Okay.
Just one small correction. The earlier target was 10 to 12, not 10 to 15.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it for my sense.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Dutt from Berman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so my question is on Atali. We are committing significant capex, right? 375 CR in the next year. So is this more from a longer term growth point of view, or are you also seeing some near term visibility driven by customer orders, etc.?
Yeah, it is more from overall growth perspective. I think it's a large manufacturing site that we are trying to put because we would like to see consolidate our place where we do further expansion, because the regulated customers and innovators don't like us to shift the sites from one side to other side. And so from that perspective, we have taken a bet on putting up this very large manufacturing site, and it will have, I think, multiple phases of newer capexes that we will do at this site. So current phase one includes the infra spend as well as two large blocks, you know, that we are constructing there as part of this current phase of expansion. And we will have all the permissions and land and everything to do further expansion also there, which can come up every year as additional blocks. So that is a strategy. So there we can, you know, longer term, we would have one site which will give us consolidated control over our expansion.
Got it. And so are we also adding some new capabilities, let's say chemistry capabilities or newer kind of products in Atali site?
Yeah, overall in the new R&D center that we have started, you know, we are looking at doing more peptides and flow chemistry as well as the newer reactions and newer chemistry we would like to add. And once we, you know, form our R&D capabilities, I think in the future projects we will see more such production capabilities coming into Atali.
Got Got it. Finally, on the 90 CR capex on solar side, will it help us help reduce our energy cost in any way?
So, you know, the cost increase that we are looking at is about 6 to 7 rupees per unit. So currently, you know, in Tarapur, the per unit cost of electricity is almost, you know, 10 rupees. So, you know, there is definitely going to be a savings. And we are consuming about 20 lakh units on an average per month.
So roughly 10 CR of annual saving.
It will be more than that.
Okay. Got it. Thanks. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna from Capital Mind. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi. So my question is regarding xanthine pricing pressure. So are we at the fag end of the pricing pressure, or do you think how long do we can we expect for the pricing to come back to its previous level? That's one question. Second question is on the, you mentioned that EBITDA, we are expecting 8 to 10% growth, right? So that's for next year, next quarter or next financial year? So these two questions are from my side.
Yeah, so overall I think xanthine pricing pressure will end in, we anticipate it will continue till middle of next year. And in terms of the growth that we will end FY24 with 8 to 10% EBITDA growth, and for future next 2 to 3 years, you can anticipate 12 to 17% annual growth of EBITDA.
Okay, so this 8 to 10% is for next next year?
This year. When next quarter?
Next quarter only. Okay, got it.
All combined.
So 23-24 overall, no? Compared to 22-23.
Okay. And then from 25 onwards, we can expect 12 to 17% for next 2 years, till 27.
Yeah, 3 years.
Sounds good. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat from Neomile Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, how do you plan to fund your capex within the next 2 years? Like, this is supposed to 500 crores, so how do you plan to fund it?
It will be a mix of both, you know, internal accruals as well as borrowings. So, you know, if you can see our debt equity is, you know, we are quite well placed, and if you see the business opportunity also, you know, we are in a much, you know, quite good place to, you know, basically expand on the capabilities as well as the future that we have. So, you know, we think that, you know, that kind of capex is really put in a much better place, and we'll fund it through internal accruals as well as some sort of borrowing. But we will keep a tab of where we want to be in terms of debt equity. So our target is between, you know, we want to be between 0.3-0.35.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank you everyone for taking their time to join us for our Q3 FY24 earning call. Hope we have addressed all your queries. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact our investor relations team and they will revert back on the same. We look forward to connecting you together again next quarter. Wish you good evening and bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Aarti Pharma Labs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.